Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God has already equipped you with everything you need for your destiny. You lack nothing in Christ. His provision for your life is complete and perfect. The journey to realizing this truth can transform your entire perspective on life and faith. Today, I want to unpack the life-changing reality that you already possess all you need to fulfill your God-given purpose. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Many of us go through life feeling inadequate, constantly searching for that missing piece that we believe will make us whole. We look at others and think they have it all together, while we struggle with feelings of insufficiency. But the truth is, God has already placed within you every tool, every gift, every resource necessary for your unique journey. You are not lacking. You are abundantly equipped by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. This isn't about material possessions or worldly success, but about the spiritual riches and divine empowerment that God freely gives to His children. Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 4 reveals this powerful truth. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. These verses affirm that God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Before the world was even formed, He chose us and equipped us for a life of holiness and purpose. As we journey through this message together, let's open our hearts to truly grasp the fullness of what God has already provided. Let's challenge the lie that we are somehow deficient, and instead embrace the truth of God's complete provision in our lives. My friends, let's begin by exploring how we can recognize the abundance that God has already placed in our lives. Too often, we focus on what we lack rather than acknowledging the wealth of blessings surrounding us. God's provision isn't always obvious. Sometimes it's hidden in plain sight, waiting for us to open our eyes and hearts to see it. In 2 Kings 6, verse 17, we read about Elisha's servant whose eyes were opened to see the spiritual reality around him. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. This verse reminds us that God's provision is often present, even when we can't immediately perceive it. Like Elisha's servant, we need our spiritual eyes open to recognize the abundance God has already given us. This recognition begins with gratitude, a conscious effort to appreciate what we have rather than lamenting what we think we're missing. When we cultivate a heart of thankfulness, we become more attuned to God's blessings in our lives. It's about shifting our perspective from scarcity to abundance, from lack to fullness. Philippians 4, verse 19 assures us, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God's provision isn't limited by our circumstances or the world's economy. It's based on his infinite riches in glory. When we truly grasp this truth, it changes how we view our lives and challenges. We begin to see obstacles as opportunities for God to demonstrate his faithfulness and power. Every skill you've developed, every relationship you've formed, every experience you've had, these are all part of God's provision for your destiny. Even your struggles and setbacks can be seen as preparation, shaping you for the purpose God has ordained for your life. Romans 8, verse 28 reminds us, "And we know that all things work."
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's Durafighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's Durafighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Together, for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. This verse doesn't say only good things happen to us, but that all things, including challenges, work together for our good. God's provision includes both blessings and trials, both of which He uses to equip and prepare us. Recognizing God's provision also means acknowledging the spiritual gifts that He's given you. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 tells us, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." Each of us has been given spiritual gifts, not for our own benefit alone, but for the good of the entire body of Christ. These gifts are part of God's provision, equipping us to fulfill our unique role in His kingdom. When we recognize and use these gifts, we're not only fulfilling our purpose, but also contributing to God's larger plan. Another aspect of God's provision is His Word. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." God's Word is a vital part of His provision, equipping us with wisdom, guidance, and truth for every situation we face. When we immerse ourselves in Scripture, we're tapping into an inexhaustible source of divine provision. It's also important to recognize that God's provision often comes through community. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 reminds us, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor." The relationships God has placed in your life, family, friends, mentors, fellow believers, are all part of His provision for you. These connections offer support, encouragement, accountability, and opportunities for growth and service. Recognizing God's provision also involves trusting in His timing. Sometimes, what we perceive as lack is simply God's provision waiting to be revealed at the right moment. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11 assures us, "He has made everything beautiful in its time also. He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end." God's provision is perfect, not just in its content, but also in its timing. As we learn to trust His timing, we can rest in the assurance that He will provide what we need when we need it. My dear friends, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on God's provision in your life. What blessing have you overlooked? What challenges have actually been preparation in disguise? How has God equipped you through His Word, His gifts, and the people He's placed in your life? Remember, you lack nothing. God has given you everything you need for your destiny. It's time to open your eyes to the abundance that surrounds you. My friends, now that we've recognized God's abundant provision in our lives, let's explore how we can activate and utilize these divine resources. Knowing that we have everything we need is powerful, but it's only the first step. We must learn to access and apply what God has given us to fulfill our destiny. James 2, verse 17 reminds us, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." This verse emphasizes the importance of putting our faith into action. Activating God's provision requires us to step out in faith, trusting that He has indeed equipped us for the task at hand. It's about moving from passive acknowledgement to active engagement with the resources God has provided. One key aspect of activating God's provision is through obedience. When we align our lives with God's will, we position ourselves to receive and utilize His blessings fully. Deuteronomy 28 verse 2 promises, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Obedience opens the floodgates of God's provision, allowing His blessings to flow freely in our lives. This doesn't mean life will be without challenges, but it does mean we'll have everything we need to face those challenges victoriously. Another crucial element in activating God's provision is prayer. Prayer is not just about asking God for what we need, but also about aligning our hearts with His will and receiving His guidance. Philippians 4 verse 6 instructs us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Through prayer, we tap into the unlimited resources of heaven, activating God's provision in our lives. It's in these moments of communion with God that we often receive clarity about how to use what He's given us. Activating God's provision also involves stepping out of our comfort zones. Often, the resources that God has given us remain dormant because we're afraid to venture into unfamiliar territory. Joshua 1 verse 9 encourages us, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." When we courageously step out in faith, we often discover abilities and strengths we didn't know we had. These are part of God's provision, waiting to be activated through our willingness to step out in faith and take risks for His kingdom. It's also important to remember that activating God's provision often involves persistence and patience. Not everything God has provided will be immediately accessible or obvious in its application. Galatians 6 verse 9 reminds us, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Sometimes, activating God's provision requires us to persevere, trusting that His timing is perfect and that our efforts will bear fruit in due season. Another key to activating God's provision is stewardship. We must be faithful with what God has already given us, demonstrating that we can be trusted with more. Luke 16, verse 10, teaches, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." As we faithfully steward the resources, talents, and opportunities that God has provided, we position ourselves to receive and activate even greater provision. Activating God's provision also involves community. We're not meant to journey alone, and often God's provision comes through the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 27 reminds us, "Now, you are the body of Christ, and members individually. By actively engaging in Christian community, we can both receive and become channels of God's provision." This might involve subscribing to our channel Daily Jesus Devotional, seeking mentorship, join a small group, or serving others. These are all ways of activating the provision that God has placed within believers. My dear friends, I encourage you to reflect on how you can activate God's provision in your life. What steps of faith is God calling you to take? How can you be a better steward of what He has already given you? Remember, you have everything you need. Now, it's time to activate it for God's glory and your destiny. Now, let's look at living in God's abundance. My friends, as we examine this important level, let's explore what it truly means to live in the abundance God has provided. This isn't about material wealth, but about experiencing the fullness of life that comes from recognizing and activating God's provision. John 10, verse 10 tells us Jesus' words. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Living in God's abundance means embracing this full, rich life that Jesus offers. It's about thriving, not just surviving. When we live in God's abundance, we approach each day with a sense of purpose and expectancy. We know that God has equipped us for whatever challenges we may face. Ephesians 3, verse 20 reminds us, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." This verse shows us that God's provision far exceeds our expectations or imagination. Living in his abundance means constantly being amazed by his goodness and power. It means waking up each morning, excited to see how God will work in and through us. When we live in God's abundance, we become generous givers. We understand that we're blessed to be a blessing to others. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 assures us, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." As we give freely of our time, talents, and resources, we experience the joy of being conduits of God's provision to others. Living in God's abundance also means finding contentment in all circumstances. We're not swayed by external situations because we know our sufficiency comes from God. Philippians 4 verse 11 shares Paul's secret. "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." This contentment doesn't mean complacency, but rather a deep trust in God's provision, regardless of our circumstances. When we live in God's abundance, we approach problems with confidence. We know that every challenge is an opportunity for God to demonstrate his power and provision. Romans 8, verse 37 declares, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." This victorious mindset comes from knowing that God has already given us everything we need to overcome. Living in God's abundance also means continually growing and developing. We don't become stagnant, but constantly seek to steward and multiply what God has given us. 2 Peter 3 verse 18 encourages us, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." As we grow, we discover new depths of God's provision and new ways to use our gifts for his glory. When we live in God's abundance, we experience true freedom. We're no longer bound by fear, insecurity, or the need to prove ourselves. Galatians 5 verse 1 reminds us, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." This freedom allows us to fully embrace and utilize all that God has provided. Living in God's abundance means maintaining an attitude of gratitude. We constantly thank God for his provision, which opens our eyes to even more blessings. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 instructs us, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to the abundance we already possess. When we live in God's abundance, we become beacons of hope to those around us. Our lives testify to God's faithfulness and provision. 1 Peter 3, verse 15 tells us, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Our abundant life becomes a powerful witness to God's goodness. Living in God's abundance also means resting in His provision. We don't strive anxiously, but trust in God's care for us. Matthew 6, verse 26 reminds us, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" This rest doesn't mean inactivity, but a peaceful assurance as we work and live. My dear friends, I encourage you to embrace the abundant life that God has for you. You lack nothing. God has given you everything you need for your destiny. Live each day in the fullness of His provision and watch how He works wonders through you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you with praise and thanksgiving in my heart. For you are the God of all creation, the one who holds the world in your hands. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider, the one who supplies all my needs according to your riches in glory. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Almighty God who lacks nothing. You are my shepherd, and because of you, I lack nothing. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the God who never fails, the one whose promises are true. I lift up your name, for you are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. There is no one like you, O Lord. You are my rock and my fortress, my deliverer and my refuge. I declare that you are holy, mighty, and majestic in all your ways. I worship you, O Lord, because you are the great I Am, the God who provides, protects, and sustains. You are faithful in all things, and I exalt you for your goodness and mercy. I thank you, Lord, because you are the one who fills every void and satisfies every need. Thank you, Father, for your endless provision in my life. Thank you for always providing for me, even when I cannot see the way. You have never left me, nor forsaken me, and I am grateful for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Thank you for being the source of every good thing, for the food on my table, the roof over my head, and the strength in my body. I thank you, Lord, for all my blessings, both seen and unseen. Merciful Father, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins. Forgive me for the times I have doubted your provision and for the moments I have let fear and worry overshadow my faith. I also forgive those who have wronged me, and I release any bitterness or resentment from my heart. Cleanse me, O Lord, from all unrighteousness, and renew a right spirit within me. I ask that you fill me with unwavering faith, knowing that you are the source of everything I need. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I lack nothing, because I am a child of the Most High God. I declare that every need in my life is already met by your grace and your provision. I rebuke every spirit of lack, doubt, and fear in the name of Jesus, and I declare that abundance and overflow are my portion. In the name of Jesus, I bind every lie of the enemy that says I am lacking or that I do not have enough, and I replace it with the truth that you are my shepherd and I lack nothing. I declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I walk in the fullness of your blessings and I lack no good thing. I am grateful that you are my source, and I have all that I need to fulfill my purpose. I declare that I am blessed in the city, and I am blessed in the field, blessed coming in, and blessed going out. In the name of Jesus, I declare that provision is coming to me from the north, south, east, and west, and that I will see the manifestation of your blessings in every area of my life. Father, I pray for your abundant blessings to flow over my life. Bless me with wisdom to steward well everything that you have given me. Bless me with strength to walk in faith, even when I cannot see the full picture. I pray for healing in my body, mind, and spirit. I speak life and health over every area of my being, and I rebuke every sickness, disease, and spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my health, my family, my finances, and my purpose. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I stand firm in the victory that Jesus has already won. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life and over the lives of my loved ones. Protect us, Lord, from every snare of the enemy, from every plan and plot of darkness. Surround us with your angels and keep us safe under the shadow of your wings. Let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting up each other, trusting in your unfailing provision. We declare that we lack nothing, because you are our source and our supply. Lord, fill us with peace and patience in every waiting season, knowing that you are working all things together for our good. Strengthen our faith, Lord, and help us to trust you more each day. We declare healing over our bodies, restoration over our relationships, and provision over our finances. We claim victory in every battle we face, knowing that you are with us, fighting for us. We thank you, Lord, for your protection, your guidance, and your blessings upon our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.